On April 1st, Sharp's effort to set up a secret listening post inside Richmond appeared to him to be bearing fruit. That same day, he received word from James L. McPhail, the Union Provost Marshal in Baltimore, that Joseph H. Maddox had arrived in the Confederate capital. Sharp fired off a telegram to McPhail the next day. Hooker wanted Maddox back quickly with a report on the organization of Confederate forces around Richmond and farther south, along with the numbers for Lee's army at Fredericksburg. "The general is very much interested in this matter," his spy chief wrote. Sharp had begun Project Maddox almost from the very day he joined Hooker's headquarters. He had visited Baltimore a second time in early February to meet with McPhail on an important mission Hooker wanted launched. The Baltimore Provost Marshal had compiled a colorful record rooting out Maryland secessionists and arresting contraband merchants at the city's ports for Lafayette Baker. The Army of the Potomac needed intelligence they so far had not been able to get out of Richmond, Sharp told McPhail. Could he find them a man of intelligence to infiltrate the Confederate capital? Several weeks later, McPhail produced Maddox, a wealthy Carroll County, Maryland merchant who had made a fortune in the Confederacy as a commodity speculator. Maddox lobbied for the assignment, claiming that the other agents McPhail was considering for the job would surely be caught by the Confederate Secret Service. Red flags were soon raised about Maddox working for the U.S. government. Stanton and Baker received anonymous letters warning he was a Confederate sympathizer and had made his money in illegal contraband trade with the South. During his December 1861 visit to Richmond, Timothy Webster told Pinkerton he saw Maddox there, and the man had confided that he was working out an arrangement with a rebel captain to set up a signal system from Maddox's Maryland home to warn Confederates of the movement of Union troops near him. Pinkerton quickly reported to McClellan and later to Stanton that it was clear Maddox was a rebel spy and should be arrested at once.